Morning. If you're busy with us, it's great to have you with us here this Sunday morning. I'd like to welcome some disciples who are visiting from the Toronto Church. That's Roman and Elena are visiting with us. Great to have you with us here this Sunday morning. And if you're visiting with us, it's great to have you with us here this Sunday morning as well. You know, this is a time in our service where we remember the sacrifice of Jesus and we take communion together. As what we do from time to time is we have a communion service. So it's usually a shorter service, not a long message, a shorter service. The pre-teens, as they are with us right now, they join us for the communion service. And so at this time, we are going to continue our time as we focus on Jesus this morning. You know, we've been looking at different characteristics about Jesus because it is amazing when we think about the character of Jesus, when we get to know the character of Jesus, as to how much our lives are inspired, how much we are encouraged by how he lived his life and all that he has done for us. And that is why we hope that as we continue to study out about Jesus, that each and every one of us will see Jesus in a different way. I will be inspired by him and inspired to be like him. You know, I thought that Chris did a great job talking about the reverence of Jesus and how we ourselves need to be reverent. Talking about the strength of Jesus over the weeks, the patience, the prayer life of Jesus, the enthusiasm of Jesus. Because we can never hear enough about Jesus. Because if we are disciples who follow Jesus, we can never hear enough about Jesus. You know, right, just a short, not too long ago, you were able to watch this video. It's called the Bible Movie that was on just months ago. And this was a clip, of course, you saw Jesus heal the paralytic. And also how Jesus healed the leper. And if we're familiar with the work of Jesus, we know that Jesus did so many incredible miracles, and it was so amazing when you see the leper's face before, and how his face was, of course, the leprosy deteriorated his face. But when Jesus touched the man, that you saw the joy brought to his face. You know, that is what life should be like for each and every one of us when we follow Jesus. That whatever it is that we have happening in our life, that getting close to Jesus and allowing Jesus to work in our lives brings joy to our hearts and a smile to our face. You know, what kind of man was Jesus? You know, of course he made a profound impression on those around him. He was also a threat to those around him. But what we do know about Jesus is that he came to help mankind. Turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 1. And this morning we're going to look at the compassion of Jesus. And hopefully we can be encouraged by Christ's compassion, but as well, that we can as well grow in our compassion. In Mark chapter 1, turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 1, beginning reading in verse 40. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. You know, a man with leprosy, of course, approached Jesus. And of course, watching the video, we see the effects of leprosy. Certain types of leprosy would lead, of course, to a loss of fingers, disfiguration, lose your toes, lose your hands, your foot, and lose so much more. Considered contagious, the lepers were quarantined, banished to a leper colony. You know, I was watching a kind of a the news last night. They were talking about cures that have been found to be able to help people with leprosy. And this was they were talking about Brazil and all the different work that's happening in Brazil to be able to really help people more effectively in curing this disease. You know, over the last 20 years, 15 million people worldwide have been cured of leprosy. You know, but thousands of years ago, people were not as fortunate. They didn't have what we have today. But Jesus was able to work in healing this leper. You know, the leper was considered the ultimate outcast. He was infected by a condition that he didn't seek to have. He was rejected by those he knew, family, friends, avoided by people who he did not know. And he was condemned to a future that he could not bear, that was unbearable. Yet why did Jesus help such a man? Because of his compassion. And we see here that his heart was filled with compassion. You know, Jesus' heart was moved with pity, as in warm indignation. His heart was moved with pity, as in warm indignation. Meaning that Jesus detested the effects of leprosy. Jesus detested anything that affected and robbed people of health and so much more. And he healed the man because he was moved with outrage of the infliction. And he saw how much leprosy was hurting this man. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, and socially. And Jesus, filled with compassion, he touched this man. You know, when we think about the character of Jesus, when we think about the compassion of Jesus, you know, there's always a question that we always need to ask ourselves, is how much are we moved by the suffering of the world? You know, how much are we moved in our hearts? Do we have a warm indignation towards whatever it is that causes people to be robbed of what God intends for them to be? Jesus was that kind of man who had that indignation towards anything that affected mankind. But his compassion led to action. That his heart was filled with compassion, but his compassion was led to action. You know, compassion is also considered to be passion that leads to action. You know, to simply feel bad for someone is not Christ-like compassion. You know, we could hear about a person in a certain situation. We can watch the news. We can watch so many different things. But Christ-like compassion needs to lead us to action. Because we can feel bad about something, be convicted about something, but yet it not lead to action as the compassion of Christ led to action. It could be like watching a sad story or watching a sad movie. You know, all of us have probably watched some movie where we cried and was really sad. You know, probably the first movie that I watched, I was a teenager where I cried in the movie theater. And I was beaches. Yes, I went and watched all the movies as a teenager. I watched Iron Man last week too, so you know, I kind of have that balance. But when I watched Beaches and after the movie, I was like crying. Of course, your friends are like, how's your kid? I'm fine. I'm okay. Wiping the tears away. But all said and done, that was just an emotional experience. That was just, you know what, felt bad or what happened in the movie. But of course, that did not lead to any action. But seriously, we can feel pity for someone or people, but where there's not the compassion in our hearts, like Jesus, that is led into action. You know, Jesus helped this leper. He reached out his hand, he touched this man. But it says here that Jesus was willing. That Christ-like compassion leads to a willingness in our hearts to do whatever we can to help others. You know, but what happens at times, though, when we see something or we see a problem, we might seek to analyze more than to seek to help. But whose fault is that? Who's responsible for that? Very similar to when Jesus was with his disciples, and it came upon this man who was born blind, and the disciples asked, who sinned? This man or his father? But so many times we can be so focused on, well, why is this person? You know, we see someone on the street who's asking us for money. You ever have someone approach you and ask you for money? They might even, whether they're walking on the street, whether they're at certain intersections where you pull up to the stop and they're right there with wanting your money. But so many times we can be very quick to analyze and go, well, maybe they should look for a job more, harder. Maybe they're just wanting this or wanting that. We can be very quick to analyze rather than be like Jesus and meet whatever need that we can. We can at times, we can sit and talk about what should be done rather than rolling up our sleeves and doing something. You know, for Jesus, his compassion led to action. You know, you think about this leprosy, this disease that ate away at this man's body. You know, we think about life to death. You know, while leprosy continues in other parts of the world, you know, we don't really find people who with leprosy walking down the streets of Ottawa. But we do know of people who have health challenges. They have emotional challenges. People who experience loneliness in their life, rejection, fear, discontentment, enslaved to the power of sin, suffering, and so much more that's eating away at their life. That are eating away at their soul, eating away at their heart, and robbing them from being what God wants for them to be. Maybe you're one of them today. Maybe today there's some things going on in your heart. Maybe there's some things going on in your life. You know, the good news is Jesus can do something about that. Just like the beggar who sought out Jesus, the same way that if we seek out Jesus and allow him to take action in our life, he can make a big difference in our life for the better. Because he's willing, he has a compassion, he's willing, and he's definitely able to do it. But as disciples, we must act in helping other people to get them to become closer to Jesus. But that's what we need to be as disciples. You know, again, if we have things going on in our hearts, you know, we are fortunate that, hey, you know what, we can come and Jesus works on our behalf. But we as well need to be involved in introducing Jesus to our friends and people around us who are hurting. You know, Jesus' heart was filled with compassion. His compassion led to action. But also his compassion looked beyond the surface. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 9. In Matthew chapter 9, in verse 35, so that Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest fields." You know, his compassion looked beyond the surface. You know, Jesus saw men, and he saw them as harassed and helpless. When Jesus looked at the crowd, he saw them as harassed and helpless. You know, you think about how someone who is harassed and helpless might act. You know, they might possibly rub you the wrong way. They might be filled with mistrust, might be a bit irritable. But when Jesus looked at them and they were harassed and helpless, what did he see? He saw these people were sheep without a shepherd. You know what they need? They need some guidance. They need a shepherd. They need someone who's going to guide them and show them how to avoid pitfalls. But Jesus looked beyond what he saw on the outside, because he had compassion in his heart. And he looked at the crowd and saw also a field that was ripe for harvest. You know, when we have compassion in our hearts, we see things very differently. When we have compassion in our hearts, and our hearts are led to work on people's behalf, we look at people very differently. And I do believe many people are looking for what Christ has to offer. Honestly, they just need for someone to show them how to find it. But Jesus looked beyond the surface. You know, if you're a disciple here this morning, before you became a Christian, we should all be excited that God looked beyond the surface. That God didn't just look at all the things we were just getting entangled with, but he looked as to what we could become. And he looked at how his power can be displayed in our life, and how he can make a difference. But so many times we look at people, be irritated by them. We can shrink back from them. Rather, Jesus was, hey, you know what? Let me take them for where they're at. And let me work in their life so the power of God can be displayed in their life. You know, also Jesus' compassion was shown in difficult circumstances. You know, in Matthew chapter 14, in Matthew chapter 14, you know, his compassion was demonstrated in difficult circumstances. In Matthew 14 and verse 13, it says, "When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick." You know, what just happened? And if you read prior, it says when Jesus heard what had happened. Of course, John the Baptist, cousin, close friend, was beheaded. That Jesus heard the news that John the Baptist was beheaded, and it said that he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. You know, so many times we can forget that You know, although Jesus was divine, he was also human. And that the same way, also death of a loved one would affect him too. But we see here, he heard the news, he sought solitude. And these crowds, you know, these crowds, of course, found out where he was. They landed, he saw a large crowd, and what was Jesus' heart? That he had compassion on them and he healed the sick. You know, it is so easy during difficult times to seek solitude, to put down maybe even our servant badge. But I think about Jesus, and that itself is challenging. That regardless of what Jesus was facing in his life, that he still demonstrated compassion and healed people. Although he had just lost a close friend, he still had the compassion to be involved in healing the sick. You know, he demonstrated compassion in difficult circumstances. You know, when we think about the compassion of Jesus, when you read more and more about the compassion of Jesus, his compassion had no restrictions. He showed compassion to those who were ignored by society, rejected, and those people took no interest in. He showed compassion to those who were dishonest, like the dishonest tax collector who needed Jesus. And yet by his actions, he lost his reputation from whom he associated with, where people called him a friend of tax collectors and sinners, because he demonstrated compassion to those who people thought they should not probably receive any kind of compassion. But he did not care what people thought of him. He cared more about changing people's lives than about what people thought of him. He had compassion on the wealthy. You think about that. Jesus had compassion on the wealthy. Sometimes we think the compassion that the wealthy should have more compassion on us. But so many times that could be in our own, how we view things. Because when you think about Jesus' interaction with the poor, Jesus also interacted with the wealthy. Because he knew the emptiness in the heart of the rich, and he had compassion for them. You know, because at times we may not have the same kind of compassion for the rich, because we might believe that, you know what, they're rich, they must have everything that they want. They don't have everything that they need. But if you think about even Jesus' interaction with the poor and the rich, some say that Jesus interacted more, from what we see in the Gospels, with the poor because the rich would have been more inaccessible. Because the poor, you can come in more contact with the poor. The rich, unless you're willing to climb the bars, climb the large gates, but the rich are always kind of, I guess, blocking themselves in so that no one can get to their stuff. But the rich are always surrounded by gates or surrounded by different barriers. So Jesus was able to interact more with the poor, but it doesn't mean that the poor needed Jesus more. The rich also need Jesus just as much. In some cases, maybe even more. But Jesus had compassion on all kinds of people. He had compassion on women, men, children, beggars, those with evil spirits, the upper class, the rulers, the religious, the farmers, the prostitutes, you name it. People of all ages, children, young adults, the old, the young. He helped people from different backgrounds. It didn't matter if they were Jew, if they were Gentile, if they were a stranger, if they were a close friend. Jesus helped all kinds of people. Jesus helped those who came to him accidentally, and also those who sought him out. Jesus helped those who came with faith, and he helped those who had no faith. Jesus helped those who were following him, and Jesus helped those who had no spiritual interest whatsoever. Because his heart was filled with compassion. There's no restrictions to what he was going to do, who he was going to help, because his heart was filled with compassion. You know, this morning as we think about the compassion of Jesus, you know, do we have a heart of compassion for those who are in need? You know, what can we do this week as a disciple? Whether it be at school, whether it be at work, whether it be at our home, whether it be in our neighborhood, what can we do to show compassion to those around us? You know, Jesus, because his heart was filled with compassion, it led him to raise the dead, cast out demons, help those in danger, help those who are suffering, to restore people to health, to feed the hungry, to calm the storm, to do whatever he could to help as many people as possible. He knew that every person was created in the image of God. And he could not see man passing by who was hurting in his heart and not do something. You know, let us all make decisions that we will seek the compassion of Jesus. Because at times we need that kind of compassion in our own lives. Because of the different things that we go through. But as well as disciples, imitate the compassion of Jesus. And live our lives with compassion to our fellow man. Let's go to our Father in prayer as we take communion together. Father, as we think about your heart, Father, we are reminded about the compassion of Jesus. Father, as we think about all that he has done, we think about the way that he has touched so many people's lives, and Father, for his incredible sacrifice to us, Father, we are grateful for the compassion that has been shown to us. Father, I know that a number of us in here may have different challenges that we're facing right now. But help us, God, like the beggar, to reach out to you. Father, to seek your compassion and allow you, God, to work in our lives. But Father, I do want to pray that as we live our lives each and every day, that Father, we would imitate the compassion of Jesus. But Father, whether we're in our home, whether we're on the street, Father, whether we're at work, Father, whether we're in the company of a close friend, a family member, or a stranger, that Father, you would really work in our hearts and fill our hearts with compassion so that, Father, we can make a difference in the lives around us. Father, thank you so much for your heart. Thank you so much for Jesus and his willingness to go to the cross. Father, I pray that you help us to remember his incredible sacrifice, his body, and his blood that was shed on the cross. And Father, help us to be grateful for all that you've done in our lives. Father, we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.